Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Even more COVID patients are in hospitals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. More than 79,000, that's a new all-time high in the U.S. And new cases hit nearly a record, while the number of deaths reported yesterday, over 1,800, was the most since May. So since the pandemic started, a 250,000 Americans have died, and it is prompting new restrictions.
It's not easy, and it's not fair, but is a sacrifice that we need to make.
Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz closing gyms and theaters, ordering bars and restaurants to do takeout only, and no gatherings with anyone outside the household.
It's about patriotism. If you really care about your country, what you want to do is keep your neighbors and your family safe.
President-elect Biden also frustrated a key government agency, still not acknowledging he won to get the transition rolling. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, speaking during a virtual health care forum, Biden said the delay in the transfer of power is harming the effort to battle coronavirus. And he said there's nothing in the law preventing Emily Murphy with the General Services Administration from moving forward with the process.
Doesn't require there to be an absolute winner. It says the apparent winner. The apparent winner.
The president-elect said his team has not been able to access all the data and information the government has and warned the lag could delay vaccine distribution by weeks or months. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump just tweeted a claim that voter fraud in Detroit's been rampant for years. This says two Republican elections officials in Wayne County who had voted to certify results, if there's an audit, now want to take that back.
After the Secretary of State said that audit requirement was not binding. A legal advisor to the Trump campaign says there were discrepancies in most of the precincts, while Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer had said the two board members were putting partisan politics above their legal duty.
Fox's Jill Nato will get the results today from Georgia's hand recount, which did give President Trump more votes, but still, Joe Biden leads there. America's listening to Fox News.
It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is awarding a $2,500,000 mega prize in just days. Enter now at PCH.com, and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win the $2,500,000 mega prize. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 11/29. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Across America, many kids are getting ready for school, or are on their way, or are already there. Many more are getting ready to turn on their laptops for another day of screen school, and that now includes New York City.
New York City officials warned schools would shut down again if the city's seven-day rolling average of new coronavirus cases reached 3%. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they hit that mark Wednesday, and as a result,
no one is happy about this decision.
It's back to full-time remote learning for the coming days.
I want to emphasize to parents, to educators, to staff, to kids, that we intend to come back and come back as quickly as possible.
More than a million students attend the city's public schools. Officials say as of the end of October, only about 25% of students return to classrooms this fall. In New York City, Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now, a lot of those kids may worry about whether COVID restrictions will keep Santa Claus from coming to town this year. Well, they won't, and NORAD is still ready to track his every move Christmas Eve.
We may be in a global pandemic, but the North American Aerospace Defense Command is still going to be keeping an eye on Santa on Christmas Eve. NORAD says there will be a few changes, though. Usually, 150 to 160 volunteers gather in a big conference room at Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs and answer calls from thousands of excited children who want to know where Santa is. This year, due to social distancing, that number has been drastically reduced, so some callers won't be able to get through. They will still be able to see Santa's route at NORADSanta.org, as well as on social media and Santa tracking apps, coming soon to the Google Play and Apple App Stores. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Later this hour, we get the weekly report on new unemployment claims on Wall Street. Ahead of that, stock futures are down. The NBA draft was last night. Anthony Edwards, the first pick by Minnesota. Golden State selected James Wiseman second. I'm Dave Anthony. Yeah. This is Fox News.
I knew very little about the NBA draft last night, but hearing some of the stories, that was really the whole attraction for me. But and also how many good basketball players there are in the world, and that if you're in the top 20, that's pretty good.
Yep.
Hey, Illinois, here's some healthy holiday tips. Trim your tree and your guest list. If you're going to jingle 6 feet apart. Don't forget to mask before you mistletoe. Let's all stay safe together. Your safe and healthy holiday starts at All In Illinois, allin.illinois.gov. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We do have a wind advisory until 6 o'clock tonight with gusts over 45 miles per hour. We've got a high 65 expected and 50 with partly cloudy conditions into the evening tonight. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a high near 70. 41 our low in the evening. Chance of showers late at 20%. And there's some showers in the forecast coming up this weekend with a high around 50. We're currently at 46 already. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, well, it's New York City out of schools. 1 million students. Good right. luck to them.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many kids going to get lost in all this. If you've got really, really amazing parents and you're blessed that way, then you're probably going to survive it. If you don't, it's going to be tough. And
it
we
is.
Know that. It's hard to get kids in school when they're in school.
Right.
There have been more dropouts. Never thought of that one. Listen, this is going to reverberate. And the fact of the matter is, kids 19 and under are not that... if you're, again, pre-existing, you're always going to be in danger with corona. But they're just not getting sick, and the death rate is less than flu.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I understand the teachers' concerns, but those teachers got to take care and caution. Those can be remote, but holding kids out of school at this point is a mistake. That's my opinion, and that's what we got. But I'm telling you, the reverberations from this kind of thing is going to be something we're going to study for decades. What happened during the pandemic, and how do we handle it? And what happened to the kids that we lost? Because we're going to lose a bunch of them. And I don't have the answer for it. I'm just saying that we can figure school out. We're just not doing it. That's what you get here in therapy. Opinions and honest discussion with authenticity. It's what I believe. You can always chime in. 359-2255 is the number. You can always Facebook message us as we are Facebook Live most of the time. Weird things have been happening to me based on what I say on what day. So I don't have any idea how all that works. I just know sometimes I kind of disappear. So on those days, I must hit the robots or bots or whatever they are that do that kind of thing. Well, apparently the Democrats are frustrated with the party after disappointing losses in Congress. Journalist and author of the new book, Framing Flynn, The Scandalous Takedown of an American General, Dave Erickson. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. How's it going up there this morning?
Well, we're wrestling with the world and life. We have a two-hour therapy.
Yep.
It's called therapy every morning for 2 hours where we have honest discussion and people can say what they want. Dave.
So basically, you're America.
Well, let me say America as I used to know it, but what's happening with the cancel culture, who knows if I'll survive this? Because apparently you're not allowed to really speak your mind or you'll get canceled or whatever it is. Okay, regarding the frustration, I mean, you'd think the Democrats got swept, but they not only wanted to win, they wanted to embarrass Donald Trump, and it didn't happen.
Right. The infamous blue wave, the non-existent blue wave that didn't happen. And it's, you know, what's so fascinating to me about that, Stevie, is that, you know, if you take a look at what they were anticipating, I mean, go back to, say, like the Cook Political Report, which called 27 races as toss-ups, all 27 won by Republicans. And this this blue wave, which was sort of a narrative concocted by, I think, the left and the media friends that they have at all the mainstream outlets, that there was this blue wave, don't even bother showing up to the polls. And even President Trump talked about that a couple of weeks ago. He felt like that was a voter suppression effort. But I think what you saw with this lack of a blue wave was America saying, no to identity politics, no to defunding the police, no to socialism, no to Medicare for all, and as you said, the cancel culture. Nobody cares about canceling Aunt Jemima. We have rent to pay. We have mortgages to pay. We have car payments to make. That is what is important to us, and that is just something that they don't embrace on that side, and so that is why I don't believe you saw the famous blue wave.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The Vice President Biden said it's a mandate. That means that all of AOC's stuff gets through. That's what I'm hearing.
You know, you've got to wonder, too. I mean, we talk about, yeah, AOC and Ilhan Omar, how these people get reelected was beyond me. So if that's a mandate, I don't know. I didn't wake up and all of a sudden Fidel Castro was in office. Apparently, that's a mandate. But, you know, what we've seen, I think, honestly, what I think this speaks to, though, Stevie, is that they didn't really sort of learn why Trump was elected in the first place. Back in 2016, everybody was stunned when Donald Trump took the White House. And rather than trying to learn why that was, what it was that appealed to people about not his demeanor and Twitter and all of that, but about his policies, about sort of that populist explosion, they never really learned it. Instead, they stepped back and went into the everyone who supports Donald Trump is a racist or a deplorable or a xenophobe or a Nazi. And we're still seeing that to this day. Nobody has tried to grasp, at least from the left, as to why Donald Trump is so popular. And by God, as Sidney Powell, one of the lawyers working on this election thing, will probably find out, this guy probably got 80 million votes. And there's a reason for that. And unfortunately, that side doesn't really want to understand why, and that is why you don't see a blue wave, and that is why I believe come 2022 it's going to be a bloodbath for them if they don't learn just exactly what it is that is appealing to Donald Trump's base.
Well, and again, the hatred for him, I've just thought a lot about this. It just had to be, this man is dangerous for their movement. They've got to destroy him. It doesn't have to be true. They just have to eliminate this threat, and that's what Donald Trump was to them. I mean, I'm not so sure they would have struggled for survival had he got four more years, and I'll never believe that he got less votes than Joe Biden in this election.
that's an impossibility. It really, truly is, because if you look at it, and the fact that in all of these races that were supposed to go toward Democrats, for Democrats, and in all of these various, in the House races, Senate, and all the state legislatures and all that, the fact that, you know, all of the GOP candidates did so well, but Biden won, that's the statistical impossibility. Nobody went in there, voted for Joe Biden, and then all of a sudden magically went and started checking all of the Republican candidates on the ballot. So none of that really sort of adds up, and there's a lot of evidence that is mounting that Donald Trump probably gained more votes than any candidate in the history of the country.
Amazing. And again, if you're on the other side and you think Trump is Hitler, wouldn't you steal? Wouldn't you cheat? Wouldn't you save America? I mean, the media has pounded home how evil this man is for 4 years.
Right.
And so whatever it takes, I mean, and people just want to continually say there's no cheating. It's so ludicrous. I don't know when it all started, probably hundreds of years ago, but maybe not. But 1948 in your Texas state, it was Lyndon Johnson and ballot box 13. If anybody wants to go look it up, bona fide ballot stuffing, and the Democrats have been doing that ever since.
Yeah, well, yeah, it is, and you know, all you can do is hope and pray that the truth is revealed ultimately with all of this, because you know, and because it just, an America that would allow this is not an America at all, and if Donald Trump is truly this Nazi and he's truly this fascist, the irony is, we wouldn't be able to say that.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to go on MSNBC and call the man a Nazi because you'd be put into a gulag. Yeah. So, the whole thing is just, it's gotten to a point of absurdity that it's almost not even real life.
Dave Erickson, book is Framing Flynn, The Scandalous Takedown of an American General. Is that on Amazon?
That is.
Well, hope people go buy it and help you buy Christmas presents, Dave. Dave Erickson, are you followable? Are you findable? How do people connect?
Yeah, you can find me in all the usual places, Twitter and Parler, Dave Erickson. Pretty easy stuff.
Yeah, maybe more Parler than Twitter these days, huh?
Boy, you want to talk about a migration over to one platform. That's fantastic. Free speech, amazing. It's America.
Dave, thanks for joining us. Hope we can chat again sometime.
Same here, buddy.
ESPN 93.5. Feel free to comment 359-2255 if you'd like. Or Facebook message us. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7.
Well, with the NBA draft yesterday and all the picks coming forward, Anthony Edwards from Georgia joined the Minnesota Timberwolves as number one. Number two, Golden State Warriors got C. James Wiseman from Memphis. And the Bulls got pick number four, which is Patrick Williams, a 6'8 forward from Florida State. So hopefully that'll help the Chicago Bulls in their future. Speaking of basketball, the Big Ten schedule is out now. And as I look at what our Illini are up to, we'll start the season with North Carolina A&T, and that's November 25th. Is that like next week? It's next week, isn't it?
I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
This is, the Illini.
No. What month are we in again? is Thanksgiving next Thursday?
Yeah.
And today is the 19th, so the 25th is Wednesday.
Right.
So it'd be Wednesday night we play basketball.
Wow.
Is it on TV?
Actually, it's a 1 o'clock game, Steve.
Is it on TV?
And
if it's not on TV, then whatever. Because I obviously can't go.
Right. It's the tournament. It's the multi-team event, NTE.
As long as it's on TV, I'm all good because I want to watch it because see this team. This is the team now.
Thanksgiving at 11, we've got a game against Wright State.
Is
and then
a game
Ohio.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah. And then Ohio on November 27th. So this is that multi-team event, a little tiny tournament.
You expect me to watch Illinois at 11 instead of the Detroit Lions? They always play at 11 o'clock.
You're right.
Anyway, no, it'll be good to get the basketball season going and go Illini.
Agreed. And then we have Baylor on December 2nd in Indianapolis. The Jimmy V Classic, the Big Ten ACC Challenge will be in North Carolina against Duke on December 8th. Of course, we've already talked about that bragging rights game and how it was determined by a flip of a coin that will play in Columbus, Missouri against Missouri on December 12th.
Empty gym there, empty gym here, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just the bus ride, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's what we've got now. And our Big Ten season starts on December 15th, and that's against Minnesota. Rutgers on the 20th. Let's see, on the 26th, we've got Indiana at the State Farm Center. So lots of great games coming up. And then towards the end of the season, we've got March 6th, which is the Columbus, Ohio game against Ohio State. Kind of wrapping things up, it looks like. So, if you're interested in all those games and want to set your TV schedule, not necessarily buy tickets, then that's a thing you can look at now. NFL action tonight is Arizona and Seattle. Of course, the Bears have the day or have a bye week after playing Monday Night Football. And our Illini in action at 11 a.m. Saturday against Nebraska.
Okay, we do have a Stever. It's a unique one today. Stand by. We'll give you details. College of Aces, what a great place to get enrolled and go. And if it's online, if it's in person, there's still star people over there. If you want to feed and fuel the world, protect the environment, promote healthy families and children, do other work that really matters, do the work that really matters. Are you ready to do big things? Explore the amazing hashtag AcesCulture.Aces at the University of Illinois. It's more than meets the eye. You can schedule your virtual visit, aces.illinois.edu/future-students. College of Aces, University of Illinois.
Go Illini. And I'm seeing
Champagne.
Ken and Philo and Jason in Tuscola talking about all those games that we talked about coming out of the gate here at around Thanksgiving are on the Big Ten Network.
Okay.
I appreciate
Thank
that.
You so much for telling me because I'd be sitting staring at a blank TV. I'd be so depressed. I'm so glad because this is going to be fun to watch this ball game.
Yes,
it's going to be really fun.
Io and Kofi are definitely trending. High 65 with the wind today and partly cloudy and a little below 50 into the evening tonight. Mostly cloudy, breezy again tomorrow with a high near 70, down to around 41. Over the weekend, we're expecting some clouds and a high near 50. Chance of showers increases to Sunday, a 50% shot at showers. But today's high at 65 with the sunshine, I'll take it. Right now, we're at 46 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you this morning by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It is Thursday. John Decker from the White House in just 10 minutes from Fox News. That's just moments away. 7:20.
Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
AMC Networks is reorganizing to focus on streaming and is eliminating nearly 100 positions, 10% of its U.S. workforce. Company insiders tell Deadline the cuts were revealed during a virtual town hall meeting and resulted after months of evaluating the business. Its Los Angeles-based content team apparently will not be seeing layoffs. Video game chipmaker Nvidia's earnings were stronger than expected as people turned to gaming for entertainment in recent months, though Nvidia says it's running into supply issues now. Moving and storage company Zippy Shell is planning to open more locations and expand its fleet of trucks and moving containers. Private equity firm Carlyle Group says it's completed a $95 million financing package for Zippy Shell. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown, a deeper dive into the major and controversial stories, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day. You'll hear a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else, going far beyond the headlines.
You know, I want people to know the truth. Nobody owns me. I'm going to do my job the same way, no matter who I work for.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, you want to make sure if you sell your home, you get the most money. I think we all would agree with that.
For sure.
We always probably overprice it and say, yeah, let's try this and, you know, that. And why not? You want more money because you want to get whatever equity you have out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Nate Evans Group, what they do with their real estate company is they figure out what you need to do to sell your house, whether it build anticipation or paint the wall. But there was a story of April and Ryan, and they had their home listed with somebody else for like 212 days.
Right.
And nothing. And what you generally do is, well, yeah, it's a tough market. You better lower the price.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Nate Evans did. They hired Nate Evans. He went in there and said, let's do this, this, and this. And then he built some anticipation for this listing. And lo and behold, in 25 days, they had top dollar at $371.
After that house of Muhammad sat for 212
days.
That's
just a long time. Exactly. And then you just say, we've got to lower the price, right? That's not what Nate does. He tries to get the top dollar out of it. Nate Evans Group in Muhammad.
Right. When I had a conversation with Nate about the partnership with the top builders in the region. So when he has knowledge of new developments going up before other buyers are aware of them and new construction on homes before they hit the market and a variety of price points and neighborhoods too, it's something you'll want to look at as you consult the website nateevansgroup.com or call 239-7113 to find out more. If I'm selling my home, I'm using Nate Evans. Nate Evans Group with EXP Realty. It's nateevansgroup.com. Start packing.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
What are they doing at Sarah Champaign? Ben Quattrone and Jen Falcon want me to tell you that Sarah Honda Service is offering express service, which will include oil change and tire rotation for $39. What? Sarah Honda Champaign offering express service, which includes oil change and tire rotation for $39. You need to call them right now, 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampaign.com. That's 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampaign.com.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m.
You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fighting Illini football is back. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Has filled my room. Buffon Salon here at the Pines in Urbana is happening. Very happy to welcome the owners, Ashley and Hillary. I guess start by telling me what makes you do. What do you like?
You know, it's a fun atmosphere. We do quality hair, makeup, facials, full body waxing.
Ashley, tell me about microblading.
Well, there's microblading and ombre brows. There's also a combination brow as well. It is a form of semi-permanent tattoo for your eyebrows. It enhances your shape and fullness.
We strive in being the best. We want our clients to be happy and love everything that they, every service that they receive at our salon.
Yeah, but you're all smiling, even though you have a clear mask, but you have a black mask, so it's hard to know if you're smiling unless you have the clear mask, but you're all COVID compliant and all the safe stuff.
Absolutely. Our safety and health of our staff and our guests is 100% the most important thing.
So how would a person go about getting an appointment or learning more about you?
Well, we do free consultations, so you can give us a call and set up a consultation. Get to know us. We get to know you. We get a feel for what you like.
Tell me about microblading.
It is a semi-permanent tattoo for your eyebrows. It enhances the shape and the fullness. I also do ombre brows as well, and there's also a combination brow. So it's microblading and ombre brows that are combined. We also...
You can book online. You can call.
You're lightening up my studio here this morning. So it's Buffon, B-O-U-F-F-A-N-T, salonspa.com.
Correct.
And they can learn everything they want to know. And they're going to think you're really the show out here at the Pines. It's really a nice salon.
Hey.
Very impressive when I walked in. Can you add hair to men's heads? Do you do that yet or not?
We do not.
You don't? Okay, just checking. In any event, congratulations on your salon. It's beautiful. I know a lot of people that might be looking for kind of a new look. You can help them with that.
Yes, absolutely.
And what about brides? Can brides get any help with you guys?
We specialize actually in bridal hair and makeup. That's something that we're very passionate about. We have a private bridal suite. So the bride and all of her girls can be in the room, and it's a private ordeal, hors d'oeuvres, drinks.
Nice.
It's a good time. The photographer can come in.
They have the whole space to themselves for as long as they need.
Awesome. Okay, Buffon Salon right here at the Pines in Urbana. It's Ashley Blasky and Hillary Warner. Good to see both of you. Thanks for dropping in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's today's Stever. I'm going to take care of somebody that wants to get the new hair. $50. I'm going to pay your way. If you have never been there, I'm looking for people that have never, ever experienced Buffon Salon. New person. Just text me Boof, B-O-U-F.
Okay.
As in Buffont. So text BOUF if you're interested in my $50 to go get your hair done.
Sounds great.
And got to be a new customer.
Uh-huh.
But really fun girls. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. 359-2255, Boof. That's what I call Charlie sometimes, my dog. Hey, Boof.
Okay.
He's just a Boof.
I see.
Buffant Salon here at the Pines in Urbana. Really, really nice looking.
Yes.
Really uptown. It's really, really nice. Really, they've done a great job.
And lots of terrific services.
Yeah. No, they do a lot. So if you want $50 to Buffant Salon for your hair and you've never been there, simply text me, Boof, B-O-U-F, as in Buffant. 359-2255, 359-2255. That's our Stever of the day. So, enjoy, and let me know how the hair looks. I'm sure it'll be fun, and you'll get like, what do you think? Because is there anybody, this is anecdotal, but do you think anybody has ever in the history of humans been late for their hair appointment?
I mean, especially these days, you're on it.
It's just one of those things. You'll be late for the dentist, late for the doctor, late for, you're not late for your hair.
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You look forward to it.
You look.
All right, text in Boof, B-O-U-F, Buffant Salon, 359-2255. You're interested in the 50 bucks. I'll take care of you. 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. We should just be hours away from learning results of the Georgia election recount.
Around noon, we're told today, and we already knew in Floyd and Fayette counties, more than 5,000 missed. That netted more than 1,000 votes for President Trump. Now, in two more counties, Douglas and Walton, more ballots have been untallied. Republicans in the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee, led by Jim Jordan, demanding hearings into the election irregularities and improprieties that the Trump campaign has been highlighting.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. President-elect Joe Biden, meanwhile, blasting the delay in the transfer of power as harming the effort in the coronavirus fight. And first-time claims for unemployment help for last week just in, it is 742,000 claims higher than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza knows hard work's the only way you get better. Better like their Detroit-style pizza, hand-pressed and baked to the thickest, crispiest crunch. Get a large Jets super special pizza with pepperoni, ham, mushrooms, onions, and green peppers. Just $13.99. Code SUPER. And visit JetsPizza.com to join their rewards program. Get 10 points just for signing up. Jets. Better because it has to be.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Weather brought to you by Paxton Hardware and Rental, 379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service, a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental, Paxton, Illinois. Say hey to Scott Allen.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
High 65 today. Windy. Gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. 50 our low tonight. That wind advisory goes until 6 o'clock this evening. Up to near 70 tomorrow, down to 41. More clouds and then a slight chance of rain late. A 60% chance of showers on Saturday's forecast. Saturday and Sunday, we're only up to around 50. We're currently at 47 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest journalists in America, John Decker. And did you ever walk into the White House and say, here I am at the White House again, no biggie?
No, of course not. It never gets old. You know, even during COVID, which is a strange time, I was at the White House yesterday, spent a long day at the White House, actually, yesterday from 8 a.m. to a little after 8 p.m., long day at the White House. But no, it never gets old. I'm at the White House. It is the centerpiece for where all world decisions are made, no matter who the president, and it's always been an exciting time to always be there. You know that, Stevie, and it never gets old for me.
John Adams, Abraham Lincoln.
I know.
I mean, they all walk the halls, man. They touch the same dang door, John. I aspire someday to have an autograph from every president.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
And how are you doing in that effort? Yeah.
We got Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Very cool.
Five fake Joe Bidens. He sent me an 88. Five fake Al Gores. The auto pin was popular, you know. Right. And anyway, it's historical, and you're covering it. You're covering it. You're our eyes. You're our ears. You're reporting.
Yes.
Where is America this morning, John Decker?
Where is America this morning? Well, look, you know, I think that right now we've been through, it's several weeks past a very divisive election. That's where the country is right now. We're still a divided country. And we've been divided, if someone tells you we're just divided since President Trump, that is incorrect. You know, I can recall way back in the late 90s during the impeachment of Bill Clinton how divided our country was. So it's a different kind of divided now. I think that's elevated and enhanced because of social media. That's what's different, you know, from the divisiveness that we saw and felt in the 1990s. And that's unfortunate. I think there's so much more that unites us than divides us in America. And hopefully we can, you know, look to those types of things. Certainly we got some good news in the past few weeks with the coronavirus vaccines from many companies. I mean, I'm ecstatic about that. I think everybody should be ecstatic about that, which means that we're on a time frame for 2021. I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to, getting back to normal, and 2021 is right around the corner.
Well, no question about it, and I think there's 56% of Americans that take it tomorrow, but there's still 44% that would not. I would. No hesitation.
I would.
And you're tired of getting your nose swabbed, man. You have to do that too much.
I got it swabbed once again yesterday. It never gets, something that you get used to totally, but I've had it done over, I don't know, 50, 60 times throughout the pandemic, so I guess I'm used to it by now.
All right, so Georgia has kind of ground zero for this thing. It's going to be very difficult for me to see how David Perdue would lose. These candidates on both sides, very, very left.
Yeah,
And David Perdue had 86,000 more votes than Ossoff, and yet there's a Libertarian candidate took 121,000. They ain't voting for socialism.
Yeah.
I can't see David Perdue losing. I don't know about Laura. I don't know about her. I don't know that.
You mean Kelly Loeffler.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know one thing. It's kind of like America right now. You got this or you got that, but they're not close.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think it's an uphill reach for Democrats to win both of those Senate seats. And, you know, I think, you know, as we get closer, I'll have a better feel for the way those two Senate seats are going to go. But to win both of those seats, I think it's a real long shot for Democrats. And that's what they would need to do to get to 50 votes in the Senate and control the Senate. I just don't think that's going to happen. And even if it does happen, which, again, I don't think is going to happen, it doesn't mean that all of those progressive policies that the progressives in the Democratic Party want to see passed are going to pass. And the reason being is because of the enhanced power of the Democratic senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin. He's going to be really powerful over the course of the next 2 years, because I think that on most of those progressive policies, he's going to vote alongside Republicans. And that I think is a comfort level for those who are concerned about a Democratic controlled Senate.
I don't know. I think Joe Manchin, I do like him. I don't trust it. I think that there's too much pressure when you send a mob to your house to break windows and threaten your family. That's a different level right now of threats. As we've seen in Michigan with that, the folks that certified the election now have backed out, saying they threatened our family. We were intimidated. Yeah. We all this is going on. This is a different level where if you worked in the Trump administration, you can't ever speak at Harvard or teach at Harvard or work. What? That's like the 1950s. We're going back to that age?
Oh, I agree. That's unfortunate. You know, one of the great things about, I think, traditionally at higher education universities and colleges across this country is diversity of viewpoint. You know, I've had classes taught to me by real hard right conservatives and people that may even describe themselves as socialists, but that's what colleges and universities are all about, diversity of opinion. And, you know, to block people from teaching just because they served in one presidential administration is really short-sighted in terms of if indeed that happens at Harvard or anywhere else.
No,
that's really unfortunate.
Well, it's just way too far. We don't do that. We, you know, we can disagree, but we don't.
That's right.
If James Harden turned down a $50 million contract per year in Houston because his owner supported Trump, you got to go, what are you doing?
No, that's not going to happen. That's
what happened.
Happen.
That's the report coming out of Houston. Is Harden said,
oh,
well,
really?
I want to play for a championship team. What, he said he didn't like the support that his owner was giving Trump. I'm going, guys, we got to get to where we can talk about this and not cancel me and hit me and shout me down. We can't do that here.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you 100%. No, I didn't see that story, that report.
Crazy.
That is crazy, you know, to a certain extent. You know, you're out there. You may not agree with the political viewpoints of the person who signs your paycheck, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
right?
I say, John Decker, would you work as chief of staff for Stacey Abrams or AOC? And you go, I kind of like being a journalist. And I say, well, $4 million. You go, you know, they're really nice people. I mean, come on,
no,
give them a chance. No. Come on.
No, that's not going to happen. But look, people have different values, and I respect people that have different values. But, you know, if you put me in that particular situation, I respect the political opinions of the people that signed my paycheck. And, I go about doing my job, in a very objective, unbiased way. So that's one of those things that gives me comfort level.
Well, when I buy Comcast, you're going to be one of my top guys. So don't worry. I've got
Comcast. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll control
nice
NBC and MSNBC, and we'll start. We'll start the march. You're going to be you, Cheryl Atkinson, Laura Logan,
awesome.
James Rosen. I got it planned out. I just need about $30 billion right now. So,
Stevie, did I ever? You started off by talking about these autographs that you have. Did I ever tell you about one of my most prized possessions? I may have before, but let me remind you. One of my most prized possessions. I'm looking at it right now. It is an autographed framed photo, and the framed photo is of Vice President George H.W. Bush, President Ronald Reagan, and President Mikhail Gorbachev.
No.
And the Statue of Liberty is in the background, and they're waving at the camera, and I personally got it signed by all three of them. How about that?
I want that. I want that more than your pillow. I want that. Anyway, listen, you're the best. We appreciate John Decker. Keep it going on the journalistic. We need you.
All right, Stevie. I'll do that. Have a great day, great weekend, and we'll talk next week for sure. Have a good one.
You as well. John Decker live near the White House. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
George Herbert Walker Bush. I have one of those. Ronald Reagan auto pin. The auto pin's when you get too many requests, you have a machine do it. I got 5 auto pin Joe Bidens. That's back in his plagiarism days, 1988.
Yeah.
5 fake Al Gores. Fake Mario Cuomo. That's Andrew Cuomo's dad, who is also governor of New York. I was collecting autographs back in the day. I had a Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. I actually sent a quote that he said, you know, when he took over for Richard Nixon. He said, I am keenly aware that you did not elect me with your votes, but I ask you to confirm me with your prayers. And I sent that on what's called acid-free paper so it doesn't yellow through the years. And he signed that.
Nice.
I got a nice frame of that.
I love that.
So I'm only about, 46 presidents, maybe 43 presidents short, I think. So I got some work to do on that one. But boy, he has Bush, Reagan, and Gorbachev with the Statue of Liberty. That's pretty cool. That would be worth some money, too.
Yeah.
All right, 743. You'd like to check in? You may at 359-2255. Yeah, he sent me a picture of that darn thing, too.
Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness. Those look good. Oh, I want that more than his Air Force One pillow. Okay. Yeah, we got the word. Thanks, T. Illinois plays on Big Ten all 3 days coming up in the basketball team.
Uh-huh.
Good news there. Okay, so we had something from Jason in Tuscola. about some stats and school. I've contended that this is horrific for the children. This is going to be really bad over time.
Yeah,
we're going to lose kids.
Sent on 359-2255 about 1,168 failing grades issued last year.
Where is this at?
And this was in Springfield District 186 in the first quarter.
Our first quarter, 1,186 failing grades.
Last year.
Okay.
But 5,334 failing grades issued this year. And it says, his text is, Springfield Area School District, a stunning visual of what's happening to these kids.
Is anybody surprised? I mean, think about it. Listen, I understand where we are, but I also understand the science says that the kids are in danger of this thing. And the teachers. And then they go home to grandma. I know, I've heard it all. We got to figure out how the kids got to go to school. Do you know what it's doing to them? Socially, mentally, I mean, we're going to lose, how many kids are we going to lose through our education system because they don't know how to read? Or they don't know how to have any clue what they did in science or math or anything? It isn't working out. It's a bad thing. We got to figure this out. We got to figure it out. And what did somebody say? You can retake it, or what was
On the University of Illinois, I think the Senate is looking at if students are having trouble with anxiety and COVID-19, if they are failing, that they can retake it and they won't issue a grade on that until they've taken it again. It's something they're looking at anyway. They haven't hit the trigger on that yet.
So I could theoretically party and then call it COVID stress.
And I was trying to look it up to see if there's anything. And because it's something they're looking at, I don't think it's been published yet. But, 2.0 is you're on probation for your grades not being up to par. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of parents probably looking at this going, what the heck? We got to have some boundaries for our kids and the bar to reach. And they've got to keep going after it. It's just so tough right now.
They need a safe room, too, maybe? I mean, just checking, I don't know. I'm just saying that, there's a COVID stress in all of us.
Yes.
And you all have to figure out how to do this. For me, it's prayer. Closeness to God. If you don't have that, I have no idea how you're doing it. Honestly, I don't. There's so much stuff out there right now. This year has been like an asteroid storm. And the old Star Trek, woo, woo, all this stuff hitting your belly. And it's hard. There's a lot of hard in this year. And the double whammy and the sucker gut punch when you didn't think you were going to have to do that again. Tough, tough. And then you mix in a contentious election. Man.
Right. John had texted in that there's no evidence that widespread voter fraud occurred. Over 79 million people voted for Biden. It's time to move forward with the transition.
Of course it is.
Everyone in the country to delay the process.
Well, that's fine. And that's what you're going to say, that there's never any evidence. How come Trump was behind in Milwaukee when I woke up? He was ahead 150,000 or 120,000 when I went to bed 2 hours earlier. And at 3:42 a.m., 143,000 Joe Biden votes dropped at the same time. 143,000 in Dane County.
And they were all Joe Biden.
All Joe Biden. Is that not worth asking the question? Well, how does that work? Maybe there's an explanation. But for most common sense people, it dropping when I fell asleep for an hour is peculiar. So you need to answer that. And they're recounting those counties, by the way. In Milwaukee, Trump had to pay the $3 million himself. It is too weird, and you're never going to convince me this was on the up and up. I'm sorry. I believe they believed Donald Trump was that big a threat where you had to eliminate him. You had to get him out of office. That's what I think. And I think there's a lot of people that believe the same thing. 7:48, listen, that's why you get through all of this and you examine it, and then after all the examinations, you're going, okay, whatever, he lost. And then you go on. But when there's those questions of 143,000 votes dropping all for Joe Biden at 3:42 a.m. in Milwaukee, you're going, whoa, whoa, whoa. How's that work?
Right.
All the same vote. Let's check your sports.
We've got Anthony Edwards heading to the Minnesota Timberwolves as the number one draft pick yesterday. He's from Georgia. As far as the Bulls go, pick number four, Patrick Williams from Florida State. He's a power forward at 6'8". Now we have the Illini basketball schedule that is taking shape, and we'll start next week on Wednesday the 25th. We've got that multi-team event at the State Farm Center, and North Carolina A&T will happen at 1. 1. We've got an 11 a.m. tip-off against Wright State on Thanksgiving and Ohio on November 27th. Big Ten season starts with Minnesota on December 15th. NFL action tonight, Arizona and Seattle. Oh, yeah, of course, our Illini in action against Nebraska at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was reading about the virtual halftime show, 15 minutes with REO Speedwagon, for our homecoming game on December 5th. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
great.
It's virtual and it's 15 minutes. So
I'll take Kate. Exactly. Listen, bakers can't be choosy.
For sure.
Hey, ride in a storm. Virtually. No, it's better than nothing, I guess. But it's obviously... Okay, good. Okay, our Stever is Bouffant Salon in Urbana here at the Pines. It is lovely. Bouffant Salon, if you've never been there and you're kind of looking for new hairdo, I asked them, and you heard me ask them, do you add hair? They don't do that yet.
Yeah.
So
eyebrow treatment.
I could use that eyebrow thing. For whatever reason, for men, whatever happens, there's an explosion through the ears and nose and eyebrows when you get older. What is that? What is about that?
Something about the eyes these days, though. Your eyebrows, your eyelashes.
No, there's
it
something
is
there.
Pretty cool
they do all
because
that stuff.
Because you're doing the masks so much, it's like you take it up a notch on your eyes.
Yeah, at least get your hair good. So if you're interested, you text in boof or hair or something so that I know you're interested. You have to be somebody new, never been there. And I'll give you $50. 359-2255. Text it in. Troy Lance has perpetually great hair. I don't know how he does it.
I don't know.
Always.
Did you say great hair?
Yeah. Great hair. On the back of the trucks, he looks just like that. It's amazing.
It's timeless.
How are you?
It's the anti-aging. Doing well on yourself.
Fine. Okay, so we've been enjoying probably the best November that I can remember, at least to last November, because I can't remember last night. But we've got a great weather going. It's going to turn. It's going to get probably ridiculous. You guys stand
right
by. But wouldn't it be wise when there's not a push and real rush to check the furnace right now?
Yes, that is correct. We're doing a lot of tune-ups on our existing customers. And it's a great time. And, if you haven't had it done yet, don't feel bad because it doesn't exactly have to be done before you start it. The main thing is so it's done once a year. And checked up and tuned up and to be sure there's no holes in the flues or getting carbon monoxide into your space.
You got to do it. You should do it every year. Mm-hmm. And Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, they've been doing this a while, and he's got a lot of good people. I mean, you're people. Isn't it true? And I told them this yesterday. It sounds so, I don't know what it sounds like, trite, whatever. It's about the people. It is about the people.
Definitely about the people. We can have 5,000 customers, but if we don't have people that service them, it's kind of pointless because, I can't do that.
And you got to have people that...
That many anyway.
Well, you used to by yourself. You worked all night. You have to have people you trust too, Troy, and good people.
Right.
And I've had your guys in my house, and I just tell them to go in. I'm not home. That's how much I trust your guys. So you got good stuff.
A lot of people do that. It's awesome.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How do people get advice on how to do your hair? No, I mean how to get your furnace tuned up.
355-5512 or LandsInc.com.
Thank you, my friend. Troy Lance, Lance Heating, Cooling, Plumbing.
LanceInc.com.
All right, 7:53. What am I doing? Foxes on the loose? What's happening in Champaign-Urbana?
I saw one yesterday right in front of Logic off of Fox
Drive. I saw one on my patio.
You did?
What's happening? What are we invading? The red fox is invading?
I'm not even sure.
What do little foxies do? They eat chickens and what else? I don't even know.
Right. And the one I saw was really thin. But I think that there's a mange issue that the little mites are
problems. Get off my lawn, then.
And so that's why they've got some concerns there. At the U of I Wildlife Clinic has had over 20 foxes get some care.
And then they release them in the wild or something? Is there wild around here?
I didn't answer that.
Okay, well then let's get that answer.
Okay.
In just a few moments, stand by. We're going to break for our news here. Coming up top of the hour, be back with you with that and more. It is Thursday morning. It is November 19. a week from Thanksgiving, and I got a lot to do.
Me too.
To get that going.
Mm-hmm.
Got a head start on Christmas, but we're not done decorating yet. And that feels good to do that, just to have that, to know what season I'm in. And then the vaccines will be stuck in people's arm in a matter of 2 weeks. Early December is when it starts. There'll be 20 million vaccinated by the end of December.
Well, and also trending this week, the home kits with the results within a half an hour.
I want that too.
Yeah.
Because this waiting 4 days now, Marketplace has to farm some of it out is what I understand.
Yeah, they are backed up.
We got to get better than that because people can't go dark for 4 days.
Right.
We got to do faster. Like whatever UVI's doing, I want to do that.
Right.
They've done an incredible job with all that stuff. I just need the saliva to participate in. Somebody to let me do it.
That's
it's
right.
Just for U of I folks. All right, back in a few moments. It is Thursday. Glad you're listening. Text in if you like. Facebook message us if you like. We're Facebook Live, 359-2255. It's ESPN 93.5. The news will be next. Loud and clear.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes. Since the 70s, Sony has delivered consistently high-quality products, but none higher than the XBR 950 TVs. Usually I talk about Sony's 800 series because they offer good picture and build quality at attractive price points, like a 75-inch at $999, but the 950 models are the ones we buy for ourselves. In fact, I got my wife one as an anniversary gift. She was shocked at how much better the picture looked than what she'd been watching. Now, the reasons it looks so great are technical. The Triluminous display has more shades of color, powered by the X1 Ultimate processor that analyzes content and boosts color and clarity. The full array LED makes light areas lighter and dark areas darker, up to 6 times the contrast of regular panels. Content is upscaled to 4K to give you lifelike detail and texture in movies, sports, and even soap operas. Features like voice control to search Netflix and YouTube make it fun to own. Take it from my wife, get a Sony 950 and see TV like never before. And if you hurry, you can get a Black Friday deal on it right now at Good Vibes.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, BC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. BC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BC.com. Member FDIC.
Well, this time of year can be a challenge, especially during COVID-19. That's why the College of ACEs at the University of Illinois is sharing this reminder. The application due date for ACEs and other majors is January 5th for fall 2021. Learn more at aces.illinois.edu/future-students or apply today at aces.illinois.edu/apply or give ACEs a call 333-3380, that number again, 333-3380. ACES is more than meets the eye. Again, apply to ACES by January 5th. That's for fall 2021. And you'll want to call 333-3380 if you'd like information on how to get that application going, because they're already planning for fall 2021, when I think it's going to be a whole lot better around here. College of ACES, University of Illinois, 333-3380.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit greenstreetrealty.com.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey here for my friends at Profile by Sanford. If you're tired of that weight loss roller coaster and you want a solution that works, Profile is made for you. Profile's not a diet or a quick fix. It was developed by doctors and researchers to take the guesswork out of weight loss. Take it from me. I've lost weight. I feel great, and it's simple, and it works. Come on, you can do this. Visit Profile's convenient location on Meyer Drive or visit profileplan.com for details. Tell them Diane sent you. Profileplan.com.
What are they doing at Sarah Champagne? Ben Quattrone and Jen Falcon want me to tell you that Sarah Honda Service is offering express service, which will include oil change and tire rotation for $39. What? Sarah Honda Champaign offering express service, which includes oil change and tire rotation for $39. You need to call them right now, 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampaign.com. That's 356-0303, or go to sarahhondachampaign.com.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture test firsthand.
Oh, you weren't kidding. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Train dealer.
Train, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 92.